Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. You know, one thing you and I were talking about before we jumped on the podcast was how no testimony is too small. No testimony is too lame. And I think oftentimes we feel that, well, we don't have anything exciting to share. You know, we're not an evangelist. We're, you know, we don't have an amazing transformation story, because a lot of the stories that we hear on Compelled really are incredible. I mean, they're people who went from, you know, an abusive home, or they were an alcoholic, or, you know, they had some crazy story and God just sweeps in and completely changes their whole life. And those are amazing. But at the same time, our testimony doesn't have to be huge to be impactful and effective. Talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah. So one thing I would say to that, for anyone who feels like, oh, you know, like, it's just embarrassing to talk about my testimony, because, like, you know, what is it? You know, it's just very normal, right? Like mine, yeah. Super normal, right? I was 6 years old, got convicted about, like, oh, am I going to go to hell someday? Like, I don't want that to happen, right? And so I went, you know, one day to my dad and said, I don't want to go to hell, don't want to be separated. And really, like, you know, my testimony was not like, oh, I love God so much. It was more like, oh, I don't want to go to hell. I was just afraid of going to hell. You know, it was fear. And then maybe 6 years later then, I then went to Awana camp. I was 12 years old, first time separated from my family. I went to Awana camp for a whole week. I loved it. It was awesome. But there I saw all these other kids that were, like, you know, having their own daily devotions. We had a chapel every morning, chapel every evening, chapel in the midday, and just all the talks that were going on. And I realized that suddenly I was like, huh, you know, am I a Christian because is this my own faith or is this my parents' faith? And for me, that was a transformative epiphany moment where I was like, I think this has to be my own faith. I have to choose this. Is this real or not? You know? And so whether I was saved at 12 or saved at 12 or at six, you know, God knows that, but I know where I am today. And it's been a gradual progression ever since. Well, you know, when I say that testimony right now, like, okay, well, that's, like, that's pretty normal, right? That's not like this, like, oh my goodness, Paul was a drug dealer. And then, you know, didn't happen that way. But, you know, I'm proud of what God's done in my life. And when I say proud, I hope that's in a not, you know, like, prideful sense.
Not just a prideful,
like, I'm just happy. I'm so happy about that. One of our guests that we had on, he had a terrible traumatic upbringing, and he had been abused and misused and molested as a child. And he told his story, his testimony, very powerful, how God transformed his life. But at the end, he also mentioned, he said, like, hey, you know, people come up to me and they're, like, ashamed of their testimony, or they just belittle their own. And he's like, hold on a minute. I wish my testimony was yours. I wish that I had never gone through the things that I went through. I would never wish that upon anyone else. I hope that my children and my children's children, I hope that they have your testimony, that they grew up in a household that loved the Lord. They came to faith at an early age. They never strayed away, and they had died serving the Lord. That's the testimony I want my family to have. And I wish I had that one too. And that's the one I hope my kids have. You know, and so, like, I would just say, like, that's awesome how God can preserve a family and preserve someone, you know, without letting them, like, fall astray into, you know, other crazy things. So, yeah, let me just encourage folks that are listening and just say, like, hey, let's all pray that the Lord keeps us in his hand and that we don't stray away.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.